In Japan, young guitarists like to use a distortion, overdrive, or such kind of
Oh, little
technical
pedals?
device. Yeah. But how
We
do you
don't.
do
Well,
it?
unless your amplifier does it for you, that's the only alternative.
We
You know,
don't.
in the case of Brad and myself, our amps get the distortion because of the volume we play at.
Yeah, we don't use any
We don't
preamps
use
or
any
distortion.
no distortion devices. But sometimes, if you have an amplifier in your situation where you can't play real loud and crank it up, you have to use that alternative of having a distortion device. I remember the first one, when I first started playing, I had to use the Big Muff Fuzz Box or something like that.
Now, do you have any idea about a tube amp or a transistor amp, which is better or something like that?
Oh, tube amp is definitely better.
Definitely.
Tube amp, you get a natural distortion, to where a solid-state amp is more of a fake type distortion. It's not a real distortion, you know? And the best way to go, unless you're just practicing in your room at a real low volume, is a tube amp. Otherwise, if you're practicing at home, a solid state amp is fine to use because it'll get a lot of distortion and sustain, but it'll, at a loud volume it won't sound the same and get the tube type sound.
And both of you are using a reconstructed guitar somehow, but does it mean that you can't get satisfied with ordinary guitars?
Mine is not necessarily that unusual. It's an old Gibson Les Paul, 1956. I just routed out the two holes a little bigger and put in, it had originally soap bar pickups, which were real small single coil. I just put in those Seymour Duncan Jeff Beck model pickups, and basically that's all I've done. I put real big frets on it. I used real huge frets, Jim Dunlop stock.
Railroad tracks.
Railroad tracks. I used Schaller tuning heads and big pickup and the strong pickups, and that's it. It's just pretty much stock guitar, and all my Les Pauls are like that.
I use a guitar from Sears and Roebuck.
Schrobuck.
No, I use I play a 1962 Fender Stratocaster, which a friend of my brother's gave me years ago in a box, all in pieces, sanded down. And he just gave it to me. He said, "Hey, can you do something with it?" And I said, "I sure can." And I had the neck painted black, new frets on it. They added an extra fret, and I had the body I had painted with extra paint I had left over from a Datsun 240Z that had red lacquer on it. And then I had a built it. My brother and I put in a wireless system, and the pickups I used JB humbucking and two single coil quarter pounder Seymour Duncan.
Big Mac tube. No.
And a Floyd Rose. I use old Floyd Roses that are the original type that Floyd used to make in his garage in Seattle.
Before the Floyd Rose was invented, how had you been doing?
Well,
not
I wasn't
very well.
I wasn't really into the tremolo bar back then, which was probably, I guess I've had a Floyd Rose about 3 years now. That's about how long they've been out. And before that, I used to have a, what are those? Those old gold Stars guitars?
Stars guitars, brass
Stars
bridges.
Brass bridge, yeah. Which enabled me to push it down but not pull up, which the Floyd Rose I'm able to do.
And in Japan, the young guitarists want to put tremolo arms on the Les Paul, but I think Les Paul should be without the arm.
I agree. I think if you have a certain playing style, you really don't need a tremolo arm.
Yeah.
Depending on your style of play. Yeah.
I have a black Les Paul that I have a Floyd Rose put in, and I mean it's a great
guitar. No,
it's a great guitar, and it works really well. It's just it's awkward for me playing Strat so long to go back to a Les Paul, even during the set. You know, if I were to play my Strat for a couple songs and pick up a Les Paul, it's just awkward, especially the knob that's on top that switches from the pickups. I always seem to bump into that and switch it, so I'm just not used to it.